From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palthorpe.
I was tuning in the 6 o'clock newscast, and the weatherman mentioned snow. As soon as I heard that fall out of word, I was making my plans to go.
And it's always exciting to hear about the possibility of lowland snow in our forecast. But is it really going to happen? How can we know? I'm Bellamy Palthorpe with our weather expert, Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain how he's using ensembles of all the models to get this one right. So Cliff, what's the latest? We know it's going to get cold, right?
That's right. We have a lot of certainty that we will have a very cold period, at least compared to anything we've had in the last year. But the big question is snow. And while we're talking about snow, let's make sure we keep in mind that there's been a tremendous amount of snow in the mountains. We finally got cold enough aloft. And even Snoqualmie Pass had a foot, 2 feet in Stevens, 3 or 4 feet up at Baker. So we've had an amazing amount of snow in the mountains, and they're going to get a lot more before the week's up. But what people really want to know is how much snow is going to fall in the lowlands. So let's get to that. Well, the weekend won't be too snowy, at least initially. A weak front is moving through today, and so we're having some rain. But temperatures only getting up into the upper 40s, nothing very serious. Saturday is going to be a break. We'll have maybe some clouds, a few showers, but a pretty decent day on Saturday. The big issue will be later Saturday night, Sunday morning, when an extremely strong Pacific front comes through that will bring very cold air coming from the northwest. And so we will not only have rain on Sunday morning, but you'll notice the temperatures falling. And in fact, I don't expect the temperatures on Sunday to get above the mid-40s, maybe 43, 44, much colder than we've had. And so as we get into Monday, we will be getting air that is cold enough to bring snow down to low elevations. And the big question is moisture. And there's a variety of solutions we have in our numerical models, some indicating just a few flurries, some indicating maybe an inch or two. There's a range. And we're using a technology that's called ensemble prediction.
So you're combining all the different models and kind of then distilling that into the best possible forecast?
Well, it's sort of like that. What we do is we get our numerical models, our forecast models, and we run them many times. Each time we start them slightly differently. Or we may change a little bit how the physics of clouds or radiation or something like that works. So we get not one forecast, we'll get 2 dozen forecasts or 50 forecasts. And so we can use that to get at uncertainty. If all the forecasts are doing the same thing, we have some confidence. And the opposite, well, we don't. So right now the models indicate that there's probably going to be some light snow on Monday, and it could be heavier in locations that have more precipitation, maybe a convergence zone will form. And after that, as the front moves south, we will dry out and get colder. Tuesday and most of Wednesday will be quite cold, temperatures getting down into the 20s, highs only in the mid-30s. Then the second act occurs. A weak Pacific front will be approaching Wednesday night, and that will bring moisture. Cold air will be in place, and as that moisture comes in, there's a good chance we'll see some snow. And we're talking about Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Now, again, I'm looking at the ensembles. Some have, you know, only an inch. Some have 3 or 4 inches. But most of them are indicating some snow over the lowlands. So we'll have to see exactly how much we get. So that's Wednesday night, Thursday morning. And then as the front goes through, warmer air is going to come in, and that's going to cause an end of any kind of snow, and any snow that's on the roadways will melt.
Well, we'll know more next week, but what's your best guess as to how much we'll get, Cliff?
Well, dusting on Monday, some places may get an inch, and then 3 to 5 inches in the heavier locations of the lowlands on Wednesday, Thursday. But I think most of the places near sea level only may be an inch or something like that.
All right, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy, and keep warm.
I will. Time to get out the extra layers. Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palthorpe, 88.5 News.